It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM. It's the 4Play Podcast.
Another episode of the 4Play Podcast brought to you by Cool 96.9, your number one hit music station here in K-City. What's popping? What's up? What's going down? We're about to talk about something everybody's talking about these days, okay? It happens probably once a year, twice a year. At this point, I can't even keep up because it just keeps on happening and it's just taking us all over around the entire globe. We hate it. We love it. We watch it. We talk about it. So let's bring it on the podcast. And yeah, if you're not checking us out on social media, you're doing yourself. Cool FM Kano on all social media platforms. And yeah, let's go ahead and introduce the goons in the studio. We got Toki.
That's right. So we're recording this episode on Mega's birthday.
Yes, I was going to get
okay.
Why did you take it out of my
mouth?
I'm
sorry. I'm not sure when you'd be listening to the podcast, but we're...
Today's Mega's
birthday. Mega's
birthday.
Yay!
Oh, we got some balloons here.
Where's the cake? People should send me money.
Send funds.
Man, we are really seeing shaggy in this life.
But it's fine.
You guess who our birthday? They call us kings.
Now, wow.
But our ladies' birthdays. But that's not what we're talking about today.
Y'all really want to blame ladies for everything. So why are the guys not asking you for your account number? Why are the guys not also? Is the only women that are supposed to send you money? Anyways, the guy that always has a problem with women, because I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because he's single and something is going on down there, so it's making him perturbed. His name is Blue Magic.
Hey, what's good? I'm good, by the way. I'm single, and I'm loving it. And I want to get hitched.
See, you're loving it, Blue Magic. We see all your actions.
And yes, we got the birthday boy in the studio, the black genius, Mr. Mega.
Yo, greetings. Thank you all so much for the birthday wishes from the team. I appreciate the love. Let's jump right into it.
Okay. Anyways, my name is Carla with a double T. In case you did not know, get on with the program. We're talking about Big Brother Nigeria, if it is toxic or it's content. These days, you know, content is everything. It could be toxic, it could be nice, it could be whatever it is. Everything is considered as social media content. They say every publicity is good publicity, right? You can benefit off anything. So we want to ask the people in the studio these days, because we've been seeing a very weird attitude on this Big Brother Naija, and it's not giving, okay? It's giving bottom barrel. But let's hear what the guys have to say about Big Brother Naija. What do you think? Do you think they should scrap this reality show? Talkie.
Well, no, I don't think they should scratch it. Like, what are the expectations though? When you bring random people, throw them in the room and let them live their life confined, there's bound to be some things that would not make sense, or there's going to be some fights. Not everybody will get along. So, I mean, I already have this perception of there's going to be maximum chaos when you put out a show like this. Now, some other reality shows, they call it reality shows, but it's a bit scripted. So, but for Big Brother Naija, I feel like it's actual reality. Big Brother can decide to, you know, come in and put in some certain rules, but it's actual reality, and I don't think they should scrap it. Is it doing what it's supposed to do? Yes and no at the same time. So that's where I stand with Big Brother for now.
Miss Megan, what do you think?
Look, I would want them to scrap it, but not scrap it. Maybe as this podcast progresses, we'll have a conversation around, you know, the details. But why would I want them to? I feel like, number one, it's becoming sort of almost predictable, because people know what the show is all about. People know what people are saying people are going to do on the show. So what they do is, when they go in there, they have like this preconceived notion of how everything is supposed to flow. And what they do is they try to beat the system. I know what this person is going to do. I'll just take, for example, having to go to the toilets. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are so many conversations that we've heard happen on the show But because they don't show toilet scenes, guess what? People use the toilet as a place to go, you know, stay, have certain conversations that they can't have, and all in the name of, I'm living my life now. The camera, everything, everything I said is being real, but we don't know what happens back there. So they've actually studied it. So I want it to be scrapped so it can go on a little break. Now that little break means that that show has to be rebranded. One way or the other, take away some of these, you know, there are some, and there, trust me, there are some parts of the show that are kind of like extreme, especially with what we're seeing, just like Scarlett mentioned. And it's getting to a point where it's going to get worse. I don't know if the organizers are actually seeing this stuff like that happen, but then again, it is looking like that's where it's going. So just let us have a breather for a while. Pause it for a second, come back, and then maybe, just maybe, some of us who used to be fans, who have not necessarily been following over the last couple of years, could still find a reason to reconnect to that show.
Talky did mention something about, you know, bringing a group of people together, there's going to be chaos and it's normal, which is normal. But in this particular episode or season of Big Brother Naija All Stars, these are people who have already been in the house. So the chaos that they are bringing is very, very unnecessary. Blue Magic, what exactly do you think? Okay, let's use Tolani Bash because she is literally the annoyance of me right now. Let's use Tolani Bash as an example. Tolani Bash has been in the house before. She got out of the house. She was in a particular set, of which Neo, who is her heartthrob right now, was also part of that set. Now, she says that Neo is just a fine guy. She's not sexually attracted to the guy. Yes, here they are in the pool exchanging saliva. So, please.
Listen, Scarlett, there are things... You know, sometimes you're with people and you don't get to experience a certain side of that person. Hmm. So, I think I understand... Tolani Badge being all over Neo.
So in you understand reality, her even trying to fight somebody else because of the same Neo?
Maybe she may have tasted a certain fruit out of Neo, because trust me, there are some kind of fruits of a person that you taste. It drives you crazy. I can tell you that.
And it could also be, and this guy is for this episode or season, it's All Star, so everybody feels like they're a big deal. So it could be a thing about marking my territory, like there are things that if they were all newbies in Big Brother, they would not even look at it. They'll just let go. Mm. But now they are seeming like if I let this go, it's like nobody wants to be the bigger person. Everybody's feeling like I'm the big person, like I'm a big guy, so I'm not gonna let this go. Otherwise, people are watching and they say, "No, be you." Yeah. Like, when I go back, this guy stepped on you. Wait till you do.
And I think Ditos has a really good point. Because I think the all-star, you know, tag to it is kind of like making them act that way. I'll give you examples. Nobody's touching Messi. They know Messi has a good following outside the house. Nobody's going against Messi. Messi says move, everybody moves. And now Messi now has like a clique in the house. So it's almost obvious that, look, there's going to be someone who's trying to, you know, trying to look down. Because right now it's not all about their personality, it's all about their brand. Like, if you were to be random people who are in the house, it's all about the brand. So you're not just looking down on Tolani Badge, you're actually looking down on T-Badge as a brand. And that's one thing she's not going to take. True. And then people, I don't know why people always, I'm going back to the T-Badge situation now. I don't know why Ilebaye has always had that thing.
Oh my girl, Ilebaye.
You know, I love her. Oh, she's nice. She's like the Gen Z baddie, giving all the vibes, bad bitch and all of that stuff. But I recall from her own season, she had something similar about people, you know, asking, always having something to say about her poke-nosing in other people's business. Because I think Groovy and Beauty had something similar, where Ilebaye, she would just always be around, sniffing. So I feel like Doing has her defenses up, T-Badge has her defenses up, because she knows that, look, this is this girl's game plan. And if you don't stop it from the get-go, it's most likely that she's going to come into your personal space. And T-Badge is not making it seem like it's all about Neo. According to her, it's all about respecting boundaries.
Look at it from this perspective.
It could be that it's not just Neo. Maybe her clothes, her closet, or something like that. You know. Let me stop you from coming to my man. Let me also stop
Which
you from coming
man?
Into my space.
No!
Man, first of all, it's the same that T-Badge says that, okay, the other day we were having a conversation, you said T-Badge told Neo that she doesn't want anything serious, they're just pals. So which territory are you marking? You say you don't want to date
Scarlett, that was at the beginning of the show. That's at the beginning of the show. Lots of things may have happened in
when you spend time with someone, your perception of them changes.
Exactly.
So this girl is not seeing Neo like she used to.
Uh-huh.
It's different now.
Exactly.
Maybe she doesn't want to accept it.
It's the fruit, according to Blue Market. Yes. She tested it. Scarlett, were you there when he gave her fruit?
Maybe banana.
The down for the bottom part of the of this tea batch thing is, if the Neo was serious about you, maybe he would also, you know, try to get you on a personal level and make it, you know, a lot more. Everybody would know that, yes, both of you are together. And then he is not even respecting the boundaries. That's the problem I have. I feel like as if T-Badge is actually following the wrong person. Because if Neo is respecting the quote-unquote boundaries that she's talking about, he would not be having very close relations with Ilebae. He would not be hugging Ilebae. He would not be doing things that will make Ilebae feel comfortable to be around him, to do things that will piss Tolani Badge off. Because it's not the, like, okay, the last fight they had yesterday, it wasn't the first time that she fought with Ilebae for because of Neo. So obviously, Neo, you've seen that this thing is happening. Why are you putting yourself in situations where you are allowing this girl go off? And then they Tolani Badge too, you're a brand, you know that this guy Wiri, he's putting you in situations like this. Why are you now it's just messy. It's messy. I feel like the TV show is just, it's messy.
Four Can Tango. Oh, yeah. You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
Oh yeah. No, but that's how life is actually.
Changes.
My life is not messy.
Changes that should come to Big Brother Niger. One, they have to start showing us that behind the scene.
Why do you want to see somebody
that they are shower something?
Why?
Wait, there used to be a station.
Yes, now
to shower.
They used to show a shower hour. Like, what's real?
No.
What are you saying?
Let's say now tomorrow I want to go to Big Brother Nigeria, and now people will now be seeing me bath.
But naked.
Is that why I'm with detox?
Yes.
Evil Joe.
It's not like, see, the thing is, content. It's not going to be at the nobody should be surprised that, oh, we are here and they're showing us naked. You already know this is the shit, man.
And then you're tuning into a certain channel.
Because there are so many conversations we're not privy to, because these guys are having their baths where we can't see.
Yeah,
we want to hear what they talk about when they are in there.
And take away some toxicity from what happens after the show. Like Uriah telling us about Perez Dick, for example.
If
we were to be on the show now, everybody should go.
This year
we should see it now. It's too loud.
In Big Brother.
I don't know what exactly Blue Magic wants to see. If it is the girl's part or if everybody's part.
No, wait, see, me, I'm not even interested in the body part. My concern is the conversation they have in there. I will close my eyes
so what if they put mics there, right? They put mics there, mm-hmm. but they don't show the videos of what, like,
how
them showering.
I know who they talk.
The screen will be blind. Very distracting, actually.
They can show the door of the toilet and then them talking in the toilet.
They don't actually shower their mics now. That could mess the mics up.
Yeah.
They could install mics in the toilet now.
Could they be that loud?
I can break that code.
This is why they need to show us the scene according to detox. We want to be seeing it like this. And see, there are some people that whisper. Mike will not catch you. They do it on the show alone.
If you whisper, Big Brother will say, stop whispering, speak loudly while you shower.
Big Brother will not shower again because you are so let me bath.
I have problem with Big Brother shower. I'm sorry, what's that guy's name? Is it Omoto? What's his name?
Omoshola.
He says he has problems with Big Brother. Me too, I have. I think Big Brother is a bitch, man.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
Jesus Christ.
Big Brother started the show and told us, oh, this year, we're bringing something special. The jury.
First
of all, we fucking hated that shit.
Yes, we did.
We hated that shit. And then, after so many outcry, Ann said, we've taken it out. No.
What?
You are a fucking Big Brother, man. When you do your plan, stick to it. Even though I didn't like it. But don't be doing more up that bitch attitude of, yeah, because they said then no more jury. You know, Big Brother is supposed to be his IQ is supposed to be way more than our own.
Yes, now.
So you have to have sense. Think about this thing, yes, and plan it well. When you start your show, you have jury, you have jury. You know, get jury, you know, get jury. Don't be doing us.
Really,
so what's going to happen next? We're like, come on, man.
I was really happy.
I feel like now that they scrapped the jury thing, Uriel is going to be way off the top of her head. Like, she's going to be so pissed off. Because if there was no jury, she would probably still be in the house here now. But because of that useless jury that came and they saved this big bottom belly.
I'm still annoyed. I'm still absolutely angry that they had to take off Uriel. Because Uriel was giving us content. At least I know I was getting content.
It's
from
personal,
Uriel.
This thing now. That's why they took off my girl. They took my girl off because of personal sentiments. And
exactly.
Please, let's talk about the person that they decided to save to take off Uriel.
Oh,
now, Sheyi opened his big mouth and spewed the things from his stomach.
He has apologized too.
Hey, please, I'm coming to that apology. First of all, he finished saying it. He said that he wants to give birth to boys so that they can ride on girls and ride on women or whatever.
Run
their train on women.
Vroom.
Very, very demonic thing to say. Now, his handler put out one year video of him doing campaign propaganda. You know, all human beings are the blah, 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 blah. Next thing, he goes to diary room and then he's shedding tears and saying he's sorry for what he said, blah, 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 blah. Now, I've seen clips of him apologizing to the housemates.
He has, actually.
He's not saying what it is he's apologizing. I don't like that thing. You want to apologize? Apologize. Tell us what you said that you are apologizing for.
Do you feel like it's going to take away from the apology when he says it again? Like, people are going to be like, this guy is not actually... he's not actually sorry for what he said. He's still repeating it on national TV. So that's why I feel like what he said was cool.
No.
When he said, when you see the clips.
It's assuming we all know what he has said.
So when he has were kind of like asking him, he said, look, when you go out, when you see the clips, I mean, you have to feel sorry. You have to feel some remorse.
A few things at different times, right? So I think he's apologized. I mean, I'm not speaking for him. I mean, it was a terrible thing to say. But he's apologized. And these guys always blame everything on alcohol. And it seems like a strategy to be themselves, then blame it on alcohol. I mean, like, we'll start taking the awards for it, whether they are drinking or not.
Anyways.
First things, before we get done with this apology stuff, I don't agree with sorry. Like, you offend me, you do something, and you come up to me and you say sorry. I don't like hearing it. It pisses me off. Now, I expect you to show some responsibility. What do I mean? In this situation, I expect him to explain to us what he is going to do to avoid such statements, or better still, how does he even think for him to have left? Because there's not how you're going to tell me that alcohol made you say some things, because those things were already in your heart. That's how you are. Do you understand? And the alcohol just modifies it. You get. So I'm saying this to say that I am not comfortable with the apology, and I don't agree with it.
Apology not accepted.
Not accepted.
Okay.
Come for the gist.
You ready? Right now.
Stay for the vibes.
Here we go.
Cool FM's 4Play podcast.
Let's do this.
Great. Anyways, we still have a lot to talk about, but let's just cut this break to let you know what you're listening to is the 4Play podcast brought to you by Cool FM Keanu, Mr. Mega Scarlett with the Double T Blue Magic, and the Talkie Talkie have come together to talk about Big Brother Nigeria, if it is toxic or it's content. And if you want to find out more episodes of what we talked about or the things that we talked about on this podcast, head on to the website www.coolfm.ng/Keanu. This is season 3, so y'all know that you are way behind if you've never listened to this podcast before. Head on there and check out the previous episodes and seasons, and check this one out as well. Follow us on our social media platforms on Cool FM Kano. Anyways, moving. So, first off, we've seen Lucy, we've seen Omashala, we've seen Prince, we've seen, what's this girl's name?
Kim Opera,
back to the house. Do you think Big Brother is going to bring back other old housemates? And who do you think he would bring back if he was to do it again?
That's a really deep question. I wish I was like in there somewhere. But because the jury no longer exists, something tells me that they might just use
Bring V!
Yeah, they might just use the
you know, old housemate back into the house as a cover up for not giving them that jury duties. But these guys are probably going to come in and just drop something
and
then
they'll
leave.
Drama.
I was missing Omashola, so they brought Omashola because I'm a huge fan of people expressing themselves, and I feel like himself and Yuri were making use of the diary room the way it should be, you know. It just say it the way it is, you know. And some people are careful. You don't want to offend somebody when it's just you and Big Brother having a conversation. I'm like, what exactly is happening here? But Marshall literally is going to step in there, not give a fuck, say it as it is, and then, you know, he's going to express himself, you know. So let me see. Ah, man, I'm trying to look for someone that will bring something that is not existent in the house right now. A little bit of drama. That's why I was excited for Lucy as well. Lucy can be really dramatic.
Well, Lucy says she wants to leave, so she's out of the question.
Yeah, I was shocked. I'm like, what happened to the Lucy of old? Like, that would literally
and
pull everybody.
Intimidated by, like, you just came
I
in
was
here.
Like, what? And she was mad that she got into a fight with Kim Oprah. And she felt like, you know, we got into the house together. We are supposed to be like, you know, maybe like a clique or something. And then she's willing to leave the house. But let me see.
I
who
feel
else?
Like V. If they bring V into that house, it's going to be a huge.
You just want to bring V because of Olani Badge.
I know. To go mad. That was crazy.
What they have that?
But V will not have that time.
This, okay, okay. Because
I don't think
of Neil.
They dated. So I don't think.
Who?
Marshall actually dated Kim Oprah. So there are some exes thing happening there as well. Let me see who could come into this house right now.
For me, Sha,
maybe Bisola Sha.
I already gave up on Bisola coming because when the show was starting, she was like one of the persons I really was expecting to see come as all star, but she didn't. So I think at this stage I don't even know what Big Brother is going to do. He's going to do one thing, do another thing. He start that wants to scratch that jury. I don't even rate him anymore. Just like this is
Big Brother, you really pissed the detox off.
Big Brother, use your sense.
Use your sense. Stand by your decisions. You are Big Brother. Don't be saying outcry made you. No, we will not take that
I'm
from you.
I'm still pissed though. I'm still pissed.
No, but seriously, if the people who are actually, you know, funding, because the people who are watching the show are the ones funding it, if they are saying that the jury is bullshit and should be scrapped out, you would want to scrap it out, because I don't understand. Do you want people to stop watching the show and stop making money?
Nobody lets you do anything
in that jury thing, right? I just feel like Big Brother was just pressured unnecessarily. Look, there's a way you can have the jury be a part of the decision and then still let voters have
Big Brother now. He done. The problem, they're not supposed to pressure.
The only problem here is that you threw away the say of the fans and then you just kept it with the jury. Exactly. It was strictly in the hands of the jury. I think that's why other people are pissed.
I mean, whose idea was it in the first place? So, that's the thing.
See, because how do you manage? How many ex-housemates have they had? At least 20 or 21 begin every season. Eight seasons, that's over 160.
But then it's,
where
not
do you start
about,
from?
It's not just about bringing all the housemates. I mean, we need to bring people with drama, because we cannot have people that will be there and be doing church things. I mean, that is not the reason why we have Big Brother Night.
That was why Princess went home and she was telling us from home about her boyfriend that $1 million.
A billionaire boyfriend.
Listen,
billionaire
boyfriend. Don't let us hear one.
It's like most of the viewers, most of the viewers, Big Brother, we have conditioned ourselves into drama is the content. So it seemed like once there's no drama, there's no content. But there's also content in no drama. Drama content does not always mean battles. You know, it doesn't always mean fight. So
I'm having a hard time thinking of a drama.
What drama did Lakon give in the house to eventually win it? Which
that's
drama?
True,
Lakon didn't have any drama,
he
man.
Played
he
played the pity card.
Yeah, well.
He played the broken card.
I don't understand. Grass to grace.
even Efe too played the same card.
I think they followed the same line. Everybody was forming Worry Street and then, this boy poor before. Hey, yeah.
No, but do you know there's always someone that plays that card in every business?
Yes. Who do you think is playing it now? See,
there's nobody playing.
Sadly,
it now.
Conditions are spinning towards Ilebae's side, though, because right
girl,
now some of the things that's happened to her, she's been intimidated. Ilebae,
call
on
me when you come out.
Because I really don't understand why Shei's having a conversation about Ilebae. He's always talking about how young she is. She's 21. How can a 20-year-old that thing? 20-year-old. In my mind, I'm like, calm down now, bro.
So this is why I like this is why I like that Ilebae girl. Nothing else but because of the hate she's getting. It's just
right?
I was actually thinking White Money was going to play that card when he came into the house with that Galam was good.
White Money don't cast.
White
Money are scam. Look, you lock White Money out of the kitchen. Content gone. has he done? What has he done in All Stars since the beginning? Now, nothing.
Nobody heard about him.
No, White Money has been studying people. He has been studying people. The other day, he was telling Soma that, look, I don't do things. I don't let people know that I can do things. I'm studying everybody else. So
he
one day,
study
I will do
until
something.
They come out team.
So you go study, study,
study.
Study
finish. Next year, we win 120 million.
This is the 4Play Podcast.
Maybe we don't have, we may not have time to talk about Big Brother in another episode. Is there anybody you guys think might just pick it up? I mean, I don't want anybody who has won before to win, Charles.
Yeah, I was about to ask, who do you all think will win this season? Brother.
Okay. Even if she doesn't
are you
win.
Are you willing to even cast
even if she doesn't
that's
win?
It's not just by
she has won my heart.
You cast both?
She has won my heart. That's all that matters to Ilebaye. It's my heart.
I know she'll get to the final.
I think.
But winning, no. I will still give it to Mercy.
That was what I was trying.
I don't
not
think anybody is going to take away from Mercy Lambo. It's going to be hard. Even the housemates, let me tell you. Mercy even the housemates. Kim Oprah came into the house and was just, you know, smitting about, oh, I used to watch your show on TV. Oh. The housemates are fans of Mercy.
There's an aura around Mercy. There's an aura. She has this aura. When she enters, everybody will want to follow.
Lamborghini.
Do you understand? There's this, how do I put it now? There's this charisma. I don't want it to be as if I'm
it's how
just,
she carries herself, probably.
You know?
Yeah. I was expecting people like their Venita to give her a run and or Cici.
Venita aligned.
You know, and Cici. These people are not supposed to be getting along. This is not what I like.
Thank you.
They're not supposed to be getting
the
along.
The drama we talked about just now. Cici.
I feel like Cici also has a chance, but she's been a lot more like level-headed. I don't know, for like the few times I've seen her on the show, she's looking a lot more level-headed. She's not causing as much trouble.
Anytime I'm watching, I see her, she's engaged in a fight every time. Like one too
but
many.
But
she's
picking a fight with sense, unlike the Cici of before. Cici of before, no send your papa. She's going to come for anybody. But right now, she has drawn a line, and there are certain lines that she's not going to cross. You can see that she will not quarrel with White Money. They will always be having one gist. She knows that White Money is strong. She will not quarrel with Mercy. They will only, but back then, CC and there, what's the other girl's name? You know now. It was Alex. Always going to be one drama or the other.
And I think it's better to have newbies play this Big Brother
it is.
Game.
The All-Star thing.
This All-Star thing, people hold
was
back.
Was unnecessary.
People already understand strategy. And so
what I think.
If you put people who have never been in there, they think they have come with all their guards. But before you know it, everybody lose.
Yes.
And begins to do
what
this
I think
and
about
that.
This. Big Brother actually did the Titan thing. And it wasn't given for Nigerians. I felt it was the right decision to make to get the Big Brother show going again by bringing all the All Star for this year.
At least,
that's what I think. Because if they hadn't done this, people wouldn't have been talking about this show, to be honest. So I feel like it was a good idea for them to do this now. Maybe later on, get back to getting newbies. And so I give it to Big Brother for this one.
Without taking the numbers out, I think personally I want Soma to win. Reason being that Soma left when it was like super early, the first time he came in. He was nominated with some of the strongest people in the house at the time. So he stood no chance. So I'm excited for him. He won the head of house games this week that just went by. And I would wish that he would win.
But he won't though.
But he won't. So sadly.
Yeah.
So Scarlett, who do you think is going to win? Who do you wish?
I don't wish anybody.
Call
any
bad. Let's go.
Ew. Anyways, who do I wish would win?
Pere?
What?
Pere?
No.
Lebaye?
No.
Doyin?
No.
Adekunle?
No. Venita. I was actually hoping Venita will win, but she's not doing love now. She's boring. Let Messi just carry the money.
Scarlett, love is boring.
Love is...
Scarlett, what's happening like this?
As the way you just said this, I just confirm it's going to be Tay
with all
before
the,
you are love.
With all the
I don't have any problem. You know, guys, this doesn't have anything to do with the podcast. This is just me giving you gist.
Extra gist.
Hey, extra content.
Extra content.
This
is podcast.
This is not me giving you gist. So yesterday I posted a picture on my Instagram, and then this guy from I don't know where, which is a demonic coven he came out from. Came and dropped a comment and he said, money don't enter, we don't upgrade to iPhone.
Wow.
And And that's not the first time he has dropped that comment on my post before. He has dropped it a couple of times, like two or three times, like thereabouts. So I responded to this one because I've never responded before. And I was like, I don't understand. Are you trying to be funny? You keep dropping this comment. And it's like, he now puts laughing emoji. Yeah, just felt like being toxic. Single people, no, no peace. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, wait, is my relationship status this terrible? People are now attacking me.
First of all, that person has listened to our banter on the radio way too many times.
So I listened to the banter because he said it with such justification and fullness of heart. He said the single shall never rest. Have you heard
this person? No, have heard us at this talk point, about Scarlett and how she needs to get into a relationship.
Well, I'm not talking about my relationship status again.
I was about to say it at this point. Scarlett, just try and find this love.
It's not coming.
It will come. No, tell her, put your mind.
I don't even want the relationship again. I don't want it again.
But here's the thing, that guy was smart. He actually got your attention.
Exactly.
That comment. That's what he was trying to do. But he was disrespectful.
He has gotten the attention. Maybe he has been blocked now.
Okay. I like that.
Bam! Shoot your shot from the blockade, bro. Shoot it over the blockade. You will make the 3 points.
Imagine many months from now, Scarlett say, "Remember that guy I told you about?"
Yeah.
That's a full circle story. I swear to God. I'm not dating.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It is not going to happen.
They do me that, you know.
It's not going to happen.
He's just a friend. That's why I again.
It's not going to happen. If there's one thing you guys should know about me, if I say it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen. Anyways, guys, that's how we end. Mega shift. That's how we end this episode of the 4Play Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And make sure you listen to other episodes and check us out on social media. Cool FM Canada. For now, it's bye.
4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, yeah. It's the 4Play Podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM.